Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Anyway, you reach She's On Radio with your host, KC, calling out of Richmond, Virginia tonight. Of course, I got my co-host. Tell him, hey, Teddy.
What's going on? It's Teddy from the 757 T-Town's Finest right here.
Yes, Teddy P, ladies, and Teddy is single. Did you hear that? Did you hear that letter? You single, Teddy?
I'm single as a bird, man. Single as a bird.
How single as a bird, Teddy?
I don't know. I just like saying it just flows together.
Something ain't right with you, bro.
I need a lady in my life. Come on now.
Need a lady in your life. Uh-oh. Yeah, I hear that lady. We might auction off the security at Sheep Pride. So if you see something sexy with some nice round, fluffy boobs, that is Teddy. No, I'm just
don't pick me out on the radio. Don't pick me out on the radio, dude.
You know I had to. You my bro. I made sure, man, find you a woman, a beautiful woman. You deserve it. You're an awesome person.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Teddy, let me ask you a question. What is your input on women that it's just necessary to have a strap in the bedroom? Like, what's your opinion on that?
My opinion is, I mean, it's really not necessary to me. But if, let's say, my partner wants it, I will, you know, do whatever my partner wants, but it's not necessary. It's not a thing to have in the bedroom to me.
I know, that's right.
Like, I could put it down without it, so hey, it is what it is.
How you know what you can do?
I ain't had no complaints.
I hear that. Y'all hear that, ladies? Y'all see I'm pimping it, right?
You just pimping me majorly, man. Dang.
Okay. Well, answer this question. How do you feel about how studs now are wearing the strap every day, like all day?
That is just nasty. I don't care
why.
How you put it. If you want to be a man, hey, do you. Go get the surgery. Go get the necessary counseling that you got to get. Do you. But that's nasty. You can get all kinds of diseases down there from wearing that thing all damn day. Like, really, though.
I just feel like, bro, for real, look, I'm a dominant woman. You know, like everybody know, I don't label myself. At one time, I was a baby. I was a baby stud. And, you know, I did go through a phase where it's like I had to have my strap. That's because, you know, it was something new to me and it was awesome. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being 100.
Man.
You know, come on, when you first get your first job, you're just so excited.
Like, ooh,
look, you know
at
what I'm saying? Yeah. You just get so excited. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, my whole thing about that is, ladies, the strap is not meant to be on you all day. You don't took AP. Some of y'all don't even wipe your poo-poo, and then y'all throw the strap right back on, and that adds on to the funky smell of the poo-poo. Now the strap is all sweaty, and the rubber is sweaty, and the harness is sweaty, and now you just smell like a big bowl of sweaty strap, and that is not cute.
Not at all.
The strap needs to be soaked. It's just, you need to be soaked. And I know you stink, and, you know, if your woman is not woman enough to tell you that thing is stinking, it's not okay, then you might need to reconsider dating somebody that's going to keep it 100 with you because it's not cute. Ladies, stop encouraging your studs to wear their strap all day because that's not cute, and it's not right. Something's
not
definitely.
It's not sanitary.
No, it's not. Or at least if you're going to wear it every day.
Clean
pack
it every
a couple
day.
Pair of drawers with you.
Something.
For sure. So, let me ask you another question, bro. Tonight's topic is going to be about domestic violence. We're going to get a couple of other topics in. We have 24 minutes. We're going to get a couple of more topics in if we can. But my question is, what is your input on that?
Domestic violence is not good in no way, shape, form, or fashion, whether it's mental, verbal, or physical. I mean, if you're in that situation, there's ways to get out of it.
That's true.
I mean, in our case, in our community, if you go to the police, it's kind of hard to prove. But if you keep going down there constantly, if you keep calling 911, oh, somebody's going to listen. Because they're going to get tired of seeing you.
Go ahead. You talking. You got the flow.
I forgot what the hell I was about to say because you was talking. But I'm good.
Come on now, Teddy P. Teddy P never forgets what Teddy P about to say. You was talking about domestic violence, you know, your input on the whole.
It's like this. I don't like it. I don't like to see it. I don't like to be told about it. It's not good. It's not right. And then some studs, you know, try to think they're a man, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put my hands on my girl, and I'm going to talk down to her. No, that's not right. I had a friend in that situation, and I told my friend to tell her girlfriend, I'm like, since your girlfriend like to put hands on you, tell her to come put hands on me. We about wet, wet, and fast. we'll go round for round. And I'm like, I hit like a nigga. Not trying to be no man, but I hit like one. Never happened again.
So if you was ever be put in a situation where you was dating a woman that constantly put her hands on you, like, how would you react to that?
Oh, the first thing I do is I walk away from her. I call the police, you know, get restraining orders. If that shit doesn't work, the legal way don't work, I'm going to pray. I'm going to tell God to forgive me for what I'm about to do, and I'm going to beat that bitch ass.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
Teddy P.
I'm saying, hear me out. Went to the cops. They're not doing nothing. Got restraining orders. I'm going in and out of court. They're not doing nothing for me. I'm leaving her alone, and she's still standing trying to come put her hands on me. Oh, no.
Mm.
Something got to give.
Mm.
I'm being 100. I'm going to try my best to walk away from the situation, you know what I'm saying, if she was to keep putting her hands on me, but if ain't nobody doing nothing about it, hey, let bygones be bygones.
Man, let me tell you something about domestic violence. I'm going to go ahead and say how I feel about it. Now, let me say what I'm going to do, because, you know, the Madea... Madea just whispered in my ear. Imaginary friend. I have an imaginary friend named Madea. You know.
Okay.
And she whispered in my ear. She said, Casey. I said, hmm. She said, Casey, I know you hear me. I said, hmm. She said, now look, this is what you do, baby. I said, what you do? You know. She said, I'm about to put something in your pocket. I said, what is that you putting in my pocket? Why is it so heavy? You know, I'm already big. Trying to keep my pants up on me and stuff. You know, put some up in my pocket. She said, look, this is what you do with anybody. Put the hands on you. Now, you know, my dear crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, either she going to throw a pot of hot grits or a piece of steel. Yes, keep it.
Oh, yeah. So, you know,
okay,
I have a wonderful person side, and then I had that Madea side. And all she would have to do is one time is to say, that's all she going to have to do. Because I'm going to turn around, and if she's still right there, I'm going to have to bless her. I'm going to have to bless her good. Because, no, I don't care. When I was small, what's the one thing your mother and father always told you? I ain't raised no punk.
They hit you, you better hit them back.
And if you don't hit them back, I'm gonna hit you. So you had a mama like I had, huh?
Pretty much.
Sure. My mama don't care if it was a damn elephant that done beat the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? I better not let no woman put her hands on me.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. My mom not having that.
But my mama said, try everything in your power to get away, but if they keep hitting you, knock them the hell out.
Beat the hell out of them. Shit.
Do something.
y'all ladies, what y'all ladies need to do straight up, I'm talking to the lady that's out there that's going through these problems, going through a relationship where they just, you know, it's a lot of violence, it's a lot of whatever. Y'all need to get about those relationships. You know what I'm saying? Life is too short to be dealing with somebody who that's going to hit you, that's going to put scars on a beautiful creature. Let me tell you something. Straight up. Nobody loves you if they have to hurt you mentally, right, physically, emotionally. They don't love you. And you need to stop listening to them and start loving yourself, because yourself come first. Mm-hmm. Yourself come first in any situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, don't sit around and wait for them to kill you, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're waiting to die.
Pretty much.
The first time might not hurt that bad. The second time you might get a black eye, but the third time might not be so lucky.
Right.
It's not worth it. Everyone was created to be beautiful. Don't supposed to mess up your skin. Your skin is beautiful. Love yourself. You got to put you first in situations like that. You know?
Right.
You can't. Come on, ladies, love. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. Me and Tay not on here trying to tell you what to do. We just trying to give it to you 100.
It's like this. Like my brother said, if you're in a situation, it's ways to get out. Just go. If you got to confide in somebody that you trust, get out of that situation before it's too late.
Oh, you can just beat the hell out of them with a goddamn skillet.
That too.
Take grit ball.
Put grits on them.
Yeah, put some hot grits up in the pan. And like Medea said, grit ball. Let's beat the hell out of them. Like, psh, psh. You know what I'm saying?
Pulse and swat.
Call the police. Go get help. There's always a route to help. You don't have to sit around and take the abuse. You don't. And if you're scared to get out of it, I have an awesome page. Because, you know, I'm always researching stuff, and I'm always looking for ways to help people. And, you know, this website right here that I have, it's called Anti-Violence Project, and it's for individuals that's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, and HIV-infected individuals. And it's a 24-hour hotline. And pretty much they are working with survivors of domestic violence. They're working against violence. They have a group for the ABP hotline. They have a group for people that's dealing with hate and bullying. They have a group that's dealing with pickup crimes, sexual violence, HIV-related violence, community police relations, community organizing, and professional training. And I'm going to give you all the number, because it might benefit somebody, you know. That number, again, the name is the Anti-Violence Project. That number is 212-714-1141. Do not sit on your butt and allow another creature to keep harming something that God's created to be beautiful. You are more than that. Know your worth. Stop settling for less. Trust me. God bring you that person in your life, and he can bring you another. Stop letting women come in your life to treat you like that. It's not right, lady. They do not love you. They don't.
They hit you once, they hit you again. They say, oh,
yes,
you mean it. They meant it. They going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Until something gives. Either you lock them up or they kill you. We don't want that to happen.
It's not, I don't know. That's a real touchy subject for me. Like,
yeah, I feel you. Same here, bro. Same here.
I don't like, you know, especially, you know what, bro? Sometimes it's not even the start that be beating a woman. It be the film.
Yeah.
It be the little small ones. It be just clucking your head for nothing.
It's like this.
That's
I never had that. I never had that problem, trust me, because you know the size that I am, so I never had that problem.
Man, it's some girls that don't care what your size is, man.
Right. I ain't never came across them, and I hope not. But,
man,
it's some fams out there, it's not worth it, and you won't even expect some fams. You know, they look all nice and cute, got it together, you know, hair and all that, you know, together. On the outside, they look good. They nice and sweet. But as soon as they get home, when they stud or who, or even if they dating a fem, get home, get the slapping, get the cussing, like, bitch, you ain't do this, you ain't do that, come here, and that's not cool.
It ain't. Well, ladies, you all have that information for that line. It's 212-714-1141. Let's go. Let's do something we never did before, bro. Let's just think about a topic and roll with it. What do you think of something that it could be funny? It could be whatever. Let's just talk about something.
Let's talk about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is Sunday.
Mother's Day.
And we know we got some mothers out here because I'm one of them.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day. I'm just saying, you know.
Let's talk about Mother's Day. This woman.
What's the best thing? Like, what's the best thing to get your mom for Mother's Day? Well, talk, or your wifey or your girl. What's the best thing to get them for Mother's Day if they mother?
The best thing to get somebody for Mother's Day if they are a mother is a goddamn extension cord to beat the hell out of them badass kids with.
Well, can I get about four, please? Four.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
I think the ideal Mother's Day gift would be something that she definitely can cherish and that she's not going to run out of this week. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like days like that, Mother's Day, birthdays, I used to get the wife and all that flowers and stuff like that. But a month later, what happened? It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you, I just feel like, you know, take time and spend, get something, even if it's a plaque or something, and really show them how much you love them. Mothers really, especially like mothers that's like 40 and up, they really appreciate like embroidered antique glass frames, like, Mom, I love you, or something. Oh my God, I just love like custom made stuff.
It's like this. Well, my mom, she loves to collect figurine teddy bears, hence the nickname Teddy.
Oh Lord, shut up.
I'm dead, bro. I'm dead ass serious. My mama got figurine teddy bears everywhere in the house, and I had got her this special one for Mother's Day 2 years ago, and she put it out for display, and she tells people, my baby done got me that. My baby got me this.
I ain't getting no grown ass woman no goddamn teddy bear.
No, this is my mama. Not no grown ass woman. My mama like this. This is what my mama
likes. Your
mama like
is a grown ass woman, bro.
I know that. She been doing this for a minute, so you can't even be bad at it though.
Mm-mm.
That's my mom. That's my
mom. I ain't getting no grown ass woman.
No, not no stuffed animal, man.
You know you don't got her a stuffed animal. You lying.
I got her stuffed animal. When the last time I got my mama a stuffed animal? Oh, my God, it's been some years. Talking about the figurines, man. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead ass serious.
If you want to get your mama something for Mother's Day, take her out the house, get her a blunt, introduce her to some Moscato, and give her a vacation away from your ass. She don't want to see you. She want to get as far away from kids as much as she want to.
Hey, she got that next week. She got a trip next week.
I know that's
week.
Right.
So, I mean, her Mother's Day is set. She going. I helped her pay for her trip to go to a women's conference at her church. Hey, it is what it is. My mama going to relax for 3 days.
I hear that. So let's go to the phone lines. If you want to talk to us, please press the 1 right now if you do want to talk to us.
We'd love to hear from you.
I'm going to touch the first caller to see if they want to have a conversation with us. The area code is 571-303 if you would like to talk. Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
All right, and you, ma'am, and what's your name?
My name is Rose.
You said who?
Rose, like Cinderella, but Rose.
Oh.
That's not romantic, but that's another story. But, I mean, pretty much, first off, touching on the domestic violence, speaking from a person that actually has been in that relationship before, you know, I met my ex-girlfriend now when I was 18 years old. I had just graduated high school. I guess you could say I was young, dumb, full of cum or whatever. And it came to the point the first time she hit me, it was like a shocker because I've never been hit in my life. I didn't even get beaten as a child. And then it just continued to progress. I did 3 long years in that relationship. And through the whole relationship, I felt like I was in jail. And it wasn't just a physical violence. It was emotional, verbal, mental, to the point where I'm in a hospital with anxiety and panic attacks. And, you know, I pretty much stayed in the relationship thinking, oh, she loves me. But at the end of the day, it took for my best friend who was gone to college for 2 years because everybody was saying, you know, why are you going through this? And I would be like, oh, y'all just jealous. She loves me. But it took somebody that wasn't around me, came home in 2 years, and she's like, excuse my language, she's like, bitch, what happened to you? Like, where is my bitch? She was like, you never was insecure. You never questioned yourself. And now you flock into her. You do whatever she wants. And it took me for that person to see me and me to open my eyes and say, this is not what I want. You know, sometimes it takes a person that's outside versus people close to you could tell you, but you're looking at it like they don't want the best for you. But if somebody you ain't been around for a long time and to bring you to the light, then you got to be like, really, it's done. And I mean, me personally, I think God put me in that situation. I know it sounds crazy, but because I had a younger cousin who went through the domestic violence situation, and I think I was able to help her cope with it because she wasn't as strong as me. Because after a while, I was like, okay, you want to fight? We're going to fight. And then she realized I wasn't doing it no more, and it took me to walk away. Yeah, we had our own apartment. We had everything, and I didn't want to go home back to my family because I felt like I was failing. But at the end of the day, my family wasn't going to beat me in the head and do all that stuff. So my thing to ladies, thugs, or femme, you're too beautiful. Somebody out here is going to love you. If somebody has to talk down on you or put their hands on you, it's not the person to be with, because my grandmother always told me, she's 84 years old, something that you love, you're not going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You know,
and
that's a constant thing, like even battling now with my relationship, you know, it's something, you're going to go through stuff in relationship struggles, but love is not going to hurt you. Sometimes love will leave its war wounds, but it's not going to hurt you. Love is not going to make you cry. When somebody loves you, if they see that you're crying and they see that you're down, they hurt too. Because I know when I love someone and they're hurting, I'm hurting. So love is not physically going to make you hurt. Love is not going to make you feel less of a person and make you go through doubts. So if you look in the mirror and look at yourself, look what you're here for. You don't need to be with somebody that's going to do that to you. Because trust me, what one won't do, another one will.
I know
they
that's
will be
right.
Happy.
Mm, I know that's right. Somebody's going to treat them with respect and love them for who they are. And now what they're trying to make them do. I definitely respect
exactly.
You for coming.
Because when you're in a relationship, people don't need to change you. You guys change together. You change for the birth, for the better. But if somebody's physically trying to change you, like, why you got to wear that out the house, or why you doing that, then that means they're insecure. And one, you might be pretty as shit, you look good, you bad, because every woman is gorgeous. And they don't want nobody looking at you, and they insecure that they might lose you to the next bitch. So therefore, they want to beat you down and bring you down. No, you don't have to do that. If you feel confident in the way that you look, the way that you act, you stay that way. If you feel like you need a change, then you change. But don't let somebody else change you.
I hear that. Well, I definitely want to thank you for coming on here and talking to us. We got another call in the queue. And definitely thank you for the love and support. And I know somebody really heard you tonight. That really was real deep. Because I know you touched me. You feel me?
Oh, thank you.
I'm over here thinking about it, just sitting here taking it all in.
And where you calling from again?
From Virginia.
What part of Virginia?
I'm in Woodbridge.
Okay, girl.
I'm kind of closer to the D.C. side.
V.A.
That's what I was about to say. You go near that way.
I know she right. She right with us, ain't it?
Okay. Yeah, she's closer to you than me, so.
Yeah, she more closer to Richmond.
Yeah.
All right, hon. Thank you for coming on here and keep supporting us, and thank you so much.
All day, yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right.
We're going to the lines of 804-938 is the number. Hello, 804-938. Are you here?
What
are you, bro? Are you here, 804-938? Hello.
I guess they
met. Yeah. Let's go to 202-612. I think that's D.C. or something.
DC,
hello. That's DC on the line. How you doing?
This is JoJo. I'm talking to you. I'm asking what keeps you in an abusive relationship? Is it that you have the sex, or is it the partner that you're with? This is JoJo. I'm calling from DC.
How you doing?
I'd like to know how you doing. What's your name?
I'm KC. KC.
Hi, KC. How you doing?
Yeah. All right, you.
This is. Me and my friend, we're tuning in. We listen to you often. I'm very interested in what you're speaking about. I can relate to the domestic violence as far as being in a relationship. I want to know what keeps you in it. Is it that the financial? Sometimes it's the financial. Sometimes it's the company that you keep, what keeps the person in the relationship.
That's right. That's definitely it. I think that's a. I think people stay in relationships that's not good for them sometimes because they are comfortable where they're at.
I think also sometimes it's the financial. If you're financially situated and you've been in an abusive relationship, that might keep you there. If someone's sorry for what they've done, I can relate to that. If someone's sorry for what they've done, it could take you, if it happens and then the person says, oh, I'm sorry for what I've done, you really think, okay, you're really sorry. You know what I'm saying? You're really at that time. But if it happens to me, as in saying twice or more than twice, I think you should get out of it. I mean, what's your perspective on that?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I really can't answer why a person stay. You feel what I'm saying? Cause
I can't answer
like,
that.
Like
it's
you
no,
say,
it's no answer to that.
Right.
It's nothing we can say to answer that, or nothing we condone. I mean, I understand the radio station, but talking as a woman myself, being there, it's nothing that you can say. I mean, it's really nothing. If someone feels the internet and they can't get out, you can get out. It's a way.
I've learned it.
It's a way we can. You're right. Anyone that's out there listening, tell them they can get out. And my number is 20. If they need someone to talk to, you know, sometimes you can go, you know, email me at jpaskins@gmail.com. I can tell you how to do things, you know, secretively. I can tell you if we got to talk through it, we can get through it. You can get to it. I mean, it's always friends out there. Talk to the situation that you're in. I've been there and done it. You know, when you have no one to talk to, but I have a good friend I can talk to. But I just wanted to let you know you got my support, Case. I'm into it. I'm listening
Thank
to
you
every night. I just want you to know I love you guys.
We love you
so
too.
To everybody, I love you.
Yeah, we love you too. Thank you so much.
I can't believe this is happening. You know, I'm 43. I can't believe this is happening. You know, it's really, it was like, you know, the whole little, you know, it's just everybody's quiet. But I just wanted to let you know I'm tuning in. I'm JoJo from D.C. Just want to let you know I'm here.
Thank you so much for your support, and I definitely think that you have helped somebody tonight, you know. And it's definitely going to be somebody that's going to appreciate it, that's going to appreciate you,
yeah,
and that's going to hit you up. And we,
and, I've listened to your radio station. Y'all say a lot of things that you know. It's just not games. You know, a lot of times everybody's playing with y'all. It's not games and no one's playing. It's serious. This is serious. This is not a game.
Yes, ma'am.
I just
want to
let that out there. It's a game. It's serious. They're not playing.
Yeah.
Casey, her friends, if you all are listening, y'all hear, she's not playing with y'all. She's serious. Gay is not a game. Always remember, it's serious. So don't play with us. We're grown folks. We're not playing. You know, everybody, nobody says they get on here, yeah, dude, I know what you're talking about and all that. We're serious. We're not playing with kids. We're serious about what we do. We're serious. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say that, and have a good night. I just was tuning in to y'all. I was listening. I'm listening. I'll see you at She Pride, girl. I'll
all
be
right.
there. JoJo will be in the house. I'll be shouting out, boo. You'll hear me. But I love y'all always. Just want to let you know that, boo.
Thank you. Thanks for
the
support.
I love you.
Love you,
have
too.
Have a good night.
You, too.
All right, baby. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we're taking 804-616. Is 804-616 on the line?
Yes. Hello, it's Honey.
Hey.
Hello, Dad. How are you?
All right, and you?
Hey, Patty. I did not forget about you.
Oh, I'm about to say. I know.
But I just wanted to say that I think most people don't get out of domestic violence situation because they are scared. I used to be in a domestic violence situation, but it only happened like 3 times. I did hit the person back because I do believe in don't let nobody hit you or whatever, regardless of the fact.
Right.
I mean, nobody has no, you know, I don't think nobody should be hitting anybody anyway. If that is going on or whatever, you shouldn't be in a situation. So, I mean, I do believe that you can get out, but you have to be willing to get out and not keep taking ass whoopings after ass whoopings, you know, because that's not really going to fix anybody.
Well,
that's my take on that.
I think America heard you. They heard you.
Yeah.
It's good that, you know, you can give somebody that and, like, you know, you can let them know that, you know, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, do whatever you got to do to get out.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be easy, but you got to go. You know what I'm saying?
You can get out. There's ways you can get out. If you got to do it secretively or talk to somebody and plan it out, there's ways to get out.
Yes, it is. And my mom, I watched my mom get beat for over 10 years, and it finally ended. My little sister's dad used to beat her, and it finally ended when he passed away. So, and it didn't make any sense that it took that for it to stop. Even though she had moved on or whatever, he would still, you know, see her somewhere else with her new boyfriend and still hit her or whatever, knock her out in front in public or whatever. And, I mean, it's sad that it took that for it to stop.
Right.
Well, dog, this shit hard, don't shit long. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know she's definitely free now, and
yes,
you know, it. You know, God got His way of doing everything He do. You get what I'm saying? And trust and believe me. For as long as she stayed with him, was they married? I mean, not to get in your business, but they married?
No, they wasn't married. They wasn't married. They had been together that long, but no, they wasn't married.
So they was pretty much common law. Counsel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
I believe
that's
that she paid for my little sister anyway, so.
Yeah, she, and then, you know what, she stayed because, you know what I'm saying, maybe she thought that he might change. And that's another reason people stay, too, because they think people might change. But you know, like I said, dog, the shit hard, don't shit long. And it had to happen like that, but she's free now, and now she can enjoy being the beautiful person she is, and she can enjoy that.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? And, Dora, I want to thank you for coming on here, but we're going to go ahead and cut this short. I'm going to wear you off the line. All right,
okay,
baby.
Okay. See you later.
See you later.
See you later.
Let me see if I can get that. Get 804-938 to talk right quick. See if they'll talk this time. They hung up. 804-938. All right. Well, brother, it's time to go.
One more game, man.
Until tomorrow, tomorrow's topic is going to be, it's going to be studs, touch me not. That's going to be the next topic for tomorrow. So, ladies, we love you. Don't forget to head up www.shezone.org. The site is designed for you. So, get it popping. Teddy, got anything to say before we do?
No, I mean, if y'all want to find me or get in contact with me, you can find me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, facebook.com/bishop1983. That's pretty much it, man.
All right, love y'all. Remember, when it comes down to domestic violence in a relationship, you do have a choice. Thank you all, and have a nice night.